What would you do in this situation, Raven?
What happened?
It's Anna and Raven. So, not last night, the night before, very late after I'd gone to bed, a friend of ours had dropped off a generator. Now, the generator is basically to power one air conditioning unit that we have for upstairs when we sleep.
That's what it takes to survive nowadays.
It's all we need. I just need AC at night when I go to sleep. Like some kind of, because it's so hot in my house.
Sure.
Last night, it's 10:15, and I hear a knock on the door. I hear a knock, and it's a light knock. And I'm like, oh, and I thought to myself, oh, it's probably my dad, because my dad, we have city water, so even though we don't have electricity, we still have water, which a lot of my friends and family don't.
Right.
So he had mentioned he might come fill up a couple buckets to be able to flush the toilet or whatever.
Sure.
So I said to my daughter, who was still up for some reason, my 11-year-old, I said, oh, it's Nuno, go open the door. You know, he's just coming to get some water.
I think I can already guess what it was.
Yep. She goes, and all of a sudden I hear, Daddy! Right?
Yeah.
So my husband goes running downstairs, and it's the neighbor that lives behind us. And he's like, excuse me, you need to shut off your generator. It's like right outside my bedroom window and I can't sleep. And I was like, I hear the conversation downstairs. And it's one of those things where you just don't know what to do.
Right.
Because everybody's got their generators running.
Right.
The whole neighborhood. So my husband comes upstairs. He's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, well, what are we supposed to do? We got to shut it off. Like, when he asks you to shut it off, like, what are we going to do? It's too loud. I want to be a good neighbor, which FYI, I really didn't want to be a good neighbor.
Right, right. But, and let's be honest, some of your neighbors are better neighbors than others.
And this is the neighbor that won't split the cost to cut down one of the big trees, which FYI, the branch that came through our kitchen roof, this is that from that tree.
Perfect.
So part of me was like, hey, you want to see the hole in my kitchen roof that you refuse to pay for half the cost to cut down that tree?
And not for nothing, noise utterances are not in effect when people are on generators. It's not like, you know, 10 o'clock is actually quiet time right now in the city. It's not.
So I say to my husband, I go, he looks at me, he goes, I'm going to let it run. I go, no. I go, we're going to start a war with our neighbors over, like, the generator. So I have him shut it down, and he's looking at me. He's giving me the evil eye. I'm like, okay, now open all the windows so we can get some air in this house.
At least it was a little bit cooler last night.
Right. So we open all the windows, and listening to the hum of all the generators in the neighborhood while we were dripping in sweat in our beds was the most upsetting moment. And then I woke up this morning in a pool. And all I kept thinking about was, I don't know if I made the right decision or not.
I don't think you did. I think you maybe you say, hey, listen, we can reposition it. Go get yourself a longer cord today or whatever it may be. So that way you can, you know, reposition it somewhere else so it's not right outside of their bedroom. But you got to survive throughout this. You know, what about the food in your fridge? What about, you know, that type of stuff?
No, like we already lost the food in the fridge.
Oh, you did?
I don't know.
I thought, you know, you were doing at least the two of them. But so, I mean, just the air conditioner is
it. It was too
late.
By the time we got, like, this little generator,
it was
too late. So we had it. Actually, yesterday, that was yesterday's big task because we emptied out all the refrigerators. And I actually posted it on our Facebook page and on Raven, a picture of the empty fridge.
Yeah.
And I said, every single time going forward, when my daughter complains there's no food in the house,
I'm going to show her
this picture and remind her when we actually had no food in the house.
I'd try and point the exhaust another way, but that generator would be running full blast tonight and all weekend, right until the power comes back, man. You can only do your best, right? I mean, what are they doing for you? What favor has that neighbor done for you? That tree threw a spear through your ceiling.
Split the cost of that tree coming down. That's what they didn't do.
That's right. I'm sorry. Sleep well, people.
In your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
It's Anna and Raven. If you're not on the Nextdoor app, it's an app that you can download or a website that you can go to, and it's super hyper-local to just your neighborhood, and all your neighbors can post things. Sometimes it's helpful, like, hey, I need a new dentist. Does anybody have somebody they recommend?
I lost my cat.
Yeah, can you help me find my pet? Of course, or I found a pet. But sometimes you read these posts, and you wonder, oh my gosh, how do these people function on a day-to-day basis?
And then you map out the crazy in your neighborhood.
Right.
You know where those houses are at that point.
I was wondering why that guy on Winthrop always had his window shades closed.
Who mows their lawn in shorts in January?
So what we like to do is select some of these that come up on ours, these posts, and act them out for you. And with the storm, there's been a plethora of material. My favorite is everybody, do you have power? No,
yeah.
Nobody has power. power.
Right.
What do you mean? There's 17 posts here.
I saw a post. Did anybody else's power go out?
Right.
Nope.
Just yours.
Just 750,000 people in your area.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
2.4 million people on the East Coast. Nope, just you.
Right.
So this one particularly caught my eye because it was so absurd. You ready?
Yeah, go for it. Here, start us off.
Arthur posts, title, Lost During the Storm. While we were dealing with a tree coming down into our kitchen, my wife lost her green card.
What?
If anyone finds it, please let me know.
Jesse chimes in, Mr. Obvious. I haven't seen it. Please be on the lookout.
Okay, time
out. Let that be a public service announcement to everybody.
We have to just take a second to really think about this.
Where is the placement of the green card?
During the storm,
yes.
Your wife lost her green card, but somehow you think your neighbors are going to be able to recover.
Right.
Was she outside hanging from a tree?
Is it in her back pocket at all times?
Right. Somebody should have posted the obvious. Has she checked her purse, you know?
Right, the safe.
Yeah.
How about that? Right.
Diane says, oh, I'm sorry about your home, and I hope your wife's green card is found.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
Mrs.
Nice
positivity.
Yeah.
Joseph chimes in. I did not find a green card, but there's a lawn chair in my bushes. Does this belong to anyone? Picture of a lawn chair in a bush.
Right. Now this has become a lost and found for the neighborhood.
Right.
Is this lawn chair right here? This lawn chair, the picture of it?
Put out the search committee. Lawn chair and green card. Those are top two on the list.
There's going to be a search group.
Top two.
They're meeting at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they're going to be searching the neighborhood for the owner of this 1977 lawn chair and this green card. But then there's always that one person that comes on the Nextdoor app, and they hijack the whole post, right?
Yeah, okay.
And here comes Yvette. I haven't found a green card, but I was hoping someone would have suggestions for me. I'm in search for a small venue for my drum circle.
Oh, good.
10 to 20 persons. We like to meet on Sunday evenings between 5 and 9 p.m. Only need access to one bathroom and enough space not to bother anyone with the sound of people peacefully beating their drums in harmony.
To be fair, all right, you know, when you're not in the mood for drumming, drumming is never something that you want to run into a group of people doing it. It's true.
Indoor or outdoor, while the weather allows. Any recommendations? What? So now we're searching for a place to hold your drum circle, which obviously you're peacefully beating your own drums in harmony.
Plus a lawn chair.
And a green card.
That's right.
That's my neighborhood right there. That's what's happening in my neighborhood.
Get your flashlights, people.
Yep. It's inevitable. Whenever there's a disaster, like this storm is, there's going to be storm scams.
Oh, yeah. People that are looking to cash in, take advantage of the fact that you are feeling helpless.
That's right. It's Anna and Raven. And there's three major scams that usually have after a hurricane. And we thought we would go over them just to warn you so you can get ahead of it.
Right. Stay in front. Stay informed.
Number one is fake charities. A lot of times you'll see these charities pop up to help people and they don't have food and
they've been
displaced and all that. So you're being urged to, one, check social media posts because it's very easy to create a fake charity via Facebook and then all of a sudden collect donations and people feel bad and they do it. And you know what? It's just going in somebody's pocket.
Right.
Right.
They're pocketing that money right now. They're laughing at you.
Yep.
Oh, look at you. You suckers being nice to people.
Isai and me. What charity is this? You want to help children? Oh, yes. Let me send you $25. So be on the lookout for that. Second most common scam that happens after storms. This is like the robocalls. Now, the robocalls saying that your insurance, FEMA, Small Business Administration.
Provide your information to us. Right.
And there's also a warning saying if nobody's going to call and ask for financial information, no one is going to request a payment to file an insurance claim. No one is going to ask you for Social Security information if you have to go through disaster relief or anything like that.
No. This totally makes sense. If I send you $100,000, I get the Nigerian lottery. That's how all business works.
Well, it's true.
Don't tell people that.
Well, yep. It says you make sure that you're calling the right people and make sure that they're verified. Obviously.
I would love for you to come here and help me pick up this tree. What? You need my mother's maiden name, my checking and routing number?
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense.
And then my favorite is when it comes from like a robot. It's not even a real person. It's like, hello, sorry about your house. We're here to help you.
Right.
And the third most common kind of scam that you see going on right now, and it's questionable if it's even actually a scam or it's just dangerous.
What's that?
And this is one that you may be seeing a lot of right now in like the immediate aftermath of the storm, is people showing up with chainsaws at your door and saying that they're there to help clean up. for a fee. Now, they might actually be there to do that.
Yeah, contractors drive around all the time in situations like this.
But it's really important that you check their credentials. You have to make sure you're hiring qualified arborists or tree experts. And how do you determine whether it's like Joe Schmo from down the street that all of a sudden just got this chainsaw at the pawn shop versus an actual person that is legal and has papers? Is you can ask to see their insurance certificates, which is really, really important. Side note, my family learned that the hard way. And and if you even want to take it a step further, there's a website where arborists are actually registered. You can go to isa-arbor.com. It's the International Society of Arborists, and they'll be able to really be able to help you out.
That's where you should enter your social security number, your checking number, your routing number, and credit card number.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a child that needs a jacket right now, and luckily, you sent $10 to them.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
So I went over to my mother's house, you know, with the inconvenience of everybody's water being out there, and I did a terrible thing. My mother lives right around the corner. I called up and I said, hey, listen, we're going to come over, we're going to take some showers, and we're going to, you know, and I didn't tell them that I was also bringing my dishes. So I brought all my dirty dishes.
Which is weird.
I mean, they have to be washed, right?
I know, but it's strange that you would, I would just put them on the side and put them away until, like, we figure it out.
No, man, it's a lot of dishes.
It's not like it's your laundry, you need moutons to clean. These are your dishes.
It was a sink full of dishes. Mm. I don't prefer to have rot around the house, so I took them down there to clean. So I walk in the kitchen, and, you know, my dad's out front, he's watering the lawn, all that stuff, and my mother is not there. So I don't, it's been a long time since I've really been in my parents' kitchen to do anything like that. And I see this pad on the stove, and I think to myself, that's a small fatigue pack. I'm looking all over the place for the dish rack, all that stuff. Can't find the dish rack. Put the pad on the floor, do the entire dishes standing on the pad, because I figure it's a fatigue pad, even though it's tiny.
Oh, you mean like the pad that you stand on, so you, like when you wash the dishes?
Right. Like a padded thing.
Oh, I didn't know it was called fatigue. Okay.
My wife comes down, and she says to me, you're standing on their dish rack. You realize that, right? The dish, it's a drying pad. It wasn't a fatigue pad.
Yeah, welcome to 2020.
I mean, it had a nice pattern on it and everything. I thought it was a cute little rug. It did look tiny, but as long as I stood in that one square, I was fine.
If you haven't washed dishes in so long that you don't know
the difference between the floor mat and the dish drying pad, that's all I need to know about you. That's what happened to me.
Oh, man, I could go on for hours today. Okay, ready? If you blow all your storm debris directly into your neighbor's lawn and driveway, that's all I need to know about you. I'm glad your lawn's clean. That was helpful.
Yeah,
thank you for
that.
Giving me double.
Yeah, you know what? Even the people that just blow it into the street. Like, I mean, come on. We're trying to clear this area out here so that we can get to, you know, getting back to normal.
It's like, are you, like, seriously? Seriously, that's what you're doing right now?
Right.
If you think a giant bonfire in your backyard is a good way to get some light, that's all I need to know about you.
My neighbor did this 3 days ago. They're burning all their debris. And it's like, come on, man. Like, everything is just, you know, it's a lot of smoke because this stuff isn't dried wood.
Well,
it's green wood.
They have this giant bonfire going. And, like, we all have our windows open because there's no air.
Right.
So now you have all this smoke and you smell it. It's like, are you kidding me right now?
I don't know what else they're burning.
Like,
it smells like some plastics in there, too. I don't know what else they're burning.
They're like, we're going to take this opportunity to burn everything in our house.
Time to clear the garage. That's what we're going to do.
And this was my favorite yesterday. If you're taking matters into your own hands and you take out your chainsaw to, quote unquote, handle the tree in the street.
Do it, that's hero.
That's covered in downed wires because the electricity company is MIA.
Oh, don't do it with the wires, though.
And you're wearing flip-flops. That's all I need to know about you. Isn't there like on when you get by a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Do they require you to get steel toe boots? Is that what you're going to ask?
But doesn't it say you must wear shoes that are closed? Like,
come on.
Shouldn't it say, hey, don't wear flip flops when operating a chainsaw? Because all I kept thinking is I'm looking out the window and I'm watching this guy and I go, one of his toes is going to fly
right off.
It's
going to lose a toe. It's going to lose a toe.
It's going to go, and then they're going to sprinkle like a sprinkler right across the lawn.
But
all five of his little piggies.
I know his attitude, though, because we had downed wires on my street. the utilities came and cleaned up that part. But there's three other trees down on the street. And yesterday I'm walking the dog and I look and I'm like, where are the guys handling this? Like, that's on your lawn. Like, don't you own a chainsaw? Get out there and handle it. And it's, you know, it's basically the hold my beer for 2020. It's like, I got this, you know, flip flops on, chainsaw out of the shed, ready to be a hero.
Got a little white tank top on.
I almost,
your flip-flops.
It's like you were there. Right? It's like you saw me. Uh-huh. I almost went over and did it myself yesterday. I don't know how much longer I can look at that tree.
Our phone lines are still down, but you can definitely text in if you'd like. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. According to the power companies, and I think a lot of us would agree that this past storm, Isaiah, was actually probably one of the worst that we've ever seen here in the Northeast.
Well, it's a mess, no question. The logistics of putting it all back together after... It's really tough. Hopefully, thankfully, we didn't lose more people.
Right. Thank God for that. It's Anna and Raven. And the truth is that with the exception of Sandy and Irene, I think this might be worse than Irene in general. There's not been a ton of bad storms up here that has caused this time of damage. But in movies.
Oh, man, they've done that. They got that down to a science.
They made this storm look like nothing in what happens in the movies.
Yeah, so we've got the top five for you lined up this morning here.
That's right. We asked on our Facebook page and all over social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Anna and Raven, what are the top five storms in movies of all time? And you voted, ready? Number five, Sharknado. Oh, yeah.
Fire up the chainsaw.
Get the chainsaw.
But it's not for trees.
Come on, Ian Ziering.
I want you to imagine a shark flying through the air, him telling his daughter that he just met 10 minutes ago to get out of the way, and him jumping into the shark's gullet with a chainsaw that he started before he went in. And that chainsaw just keeps going. He hasn't even cut himself back out of the shark's butt yet at this point.
Ian Ziering made a whole second career out of carrying a chainsaw.
And Tara Reid got to pay her mortgage.
I'm going
to
tell you a secret. I'll tell you a quick secret about Ian Ziering.
Oh, you can't tell that story quick enough.
No. I was at the premiere of Sharknado with Ian Ziering, and he took it so seriously.
So seriously.
We had to all be silent and watch these scenes with the chainsaw.
And he told you guys to be
quiet. He told us to be quiet.
And watch this.
True story.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
Number four. Biggest storm in a movie of all time. Twister.
Oh, man. Cow.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows. Another cow.
How many cows are gonna get caught up in this tornado?
Well, Bill Paxton points out right after that, actually, I think that's the same cow just coming back around. Helen Hunt, what a great line.
Oh, man.
I was like, I remember watching that and watching Mad About You for years before, and that being the first moment that I was like, oh, wait a minute. Helen Hunt's also my kind of funny.
Right.
She's adult funny, but she's also my kind of funny.
And now whenever I see a tornado, I immediately think of cows.
Well, you look for one.
Which makes no sense.
You look for one.
Number three, The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
What should we do?
Do not go outside. Just burn whatever you can to stay warm and try to wait it out. I will come for you. Do you understand me? I will come for you.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's underwater. He's at the New York Public Library. They burn all the tax books. It's the most fun.
Mm.
Then everything freezes.
And, of course, this one had to be on the list because if we're going to count down the five biggest storms of all time, number two, The Perfect Storm.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it was a hell of a fight, though. Huh? Let's get out of here.
Except the thing is, they don't get out of there, Anna.
Well,
Mark Wahlberg does, but I mean, then it's not like he swims back to shore. I mean, it's a sad story. Nobody makes it.
You get mad at me when I give spoilers.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that
spoiler
movie
alert
in like 15 years. I don't even remember what happens.
Let me tell you, I had shrimp last night. I love fish. Mm-hmm. I love swordfish.
Yeah.
You wouldn't catch me dead on one of those fishing boats out there.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Gloucester man. Forget it. It's crazy.
And the number one perfect storm movie of all time with the biggest, most storm that sinks into your heart.
Mm.
Who can remember this from Forrest Gump?
Where's this god of yours?
It's funny Lieutenant Dan said that. Because right then, God showed up.
Yep.
I was scared, but Lieutenant Dan, he was mad.
Time for a showdown! You and me! Time right here!
I'm right here.
Oh, man. That's got to be one of the best movie scenes of all time, right?
After that, shrimping was easy.
Right. It's true. It's true. Your neighbor's tree? Well, it's now on your lawn. Or worse, it's in your living room. Now what do you do?
So much fun, these storms.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. So there's two different problems here. There's the legal issues, and then there's the moral issues. Now, the moral issues when things get a little bit tricky.
Well, so, I mean, that depends on you and your soul and your conscience, right. I guess.
If you have a black soul, then, hey, you got no problem.
Yeah, moral problems are no issue. They're made up.
Right. Legally, if the storm has brought a neighbor's tree down on your property, it has caused destruction or whatever, what do you do in a situation like that? Who is responsible? Well, that's why you have homeowner's insurance. And if the damage is caused by a neighbor's tree, the homeowner's insurer might go after the neighbor's insurer, and it's a process called, ready, subrogation. Let's say it together. One, two, three. Subrogation.
Subrogation. Right.
And it could mean that you as a homeowner would get reimbursed for the deductible. Deductible.
Right.
Let's not say that word.
But
again,
that's up to the insurance companies to fight that out. That's not really up for you.
Yeah. That's, you know, you just kind of do your claim and you stand back and you let them do whatever they got to do and they figure it out on their own.
Right.
Now, the bigger question here is morally, what do you do? Because what do you do if it's your tree that causes destruction on somebody else's property? Do you go and acknowledge it? Do you go and have a conversation? Do you go and apologize or just talk? What do you do in that situation? Because that's happening with me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with apologies. I mean, first off, an apology is an admittance of guilt, really.
Well,
right?
That's the problem.
And that comes the trick, right? Because, you know, when you go over to a neighbor's house, like, you want to obviously be a good neighbor. You want to, you know, say hello and say, wow, that's inconvenient or whatever it may be. But obviously, a couple things to consider. Number one, it wasn't in your control.
Right.
You didn't blow the storm into town. You didn't make, you know, whatever. If you had a tree that was dangerous and you had discussed it with your neighbor, then there's a little precedent for this situation.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. It's a situation with one of my neighbors, too, with these big trees that are there. But, yeah, it's tough. But, again, if you go over and you say you're sorry, you're kind of, you're taking, you know, you're taking the blame for something that you didn't have control over.
So down the street, there's this, I've talked about it the last few days. It's the biggest tree I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And it has fallen from one side of the street to the other side. And it's basically destroyed two other houses. Like, it's really.
It took out cars.
It took out cars. Yeah. It took out, like, fences, all that. And all I kept thinking was, like, the property that it belongs on, that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he going over there and is he saying to them, hey, guys, I'm sorry about this?
Yeah.
Or does he just keep his mouth shut and pretend like his 100-foot Rockefeller Center Christmas tree isn't in their lawn?
I mean, it's all in the language, right? You can say that it's unfortunate that it happened to them or that it happened to all of you, but I wouldn't say sorry.
But then what are you going to do? The insurance is going to figure it out themselves. But, like, as a good neighbor, like, if you're a good neighbor, shouldn't you go say, you guys okay? I can't believe this happened.
Make a joke about how it's payback for that party that they had that they kept you up all night or something like that. I don't know.
Well, in my situation, it's a little bit different because we have a tree that we share on our property line.
Right.
It is a massive, massive dead tree. We have been told it's a dead tree. We went to go get a price quote to get it taken down. They wanted like $6,000. And we said to the neighbors, it's
hey,
right on our
property. Hey, let's do this. Right.
Let's
it makes
it.
Sense. Let's do it.
It's scary. It's over my kids' rooms. Like, it's scary. And the neighbors refused. So what we did is we cut
They refused to let you cut it, or do they refuse to pay to split
the
cost with you?
They did not want to split the cost with us. So all we could do was take down the big branches on our side. So now it's like a half-dead tree, but it was one of their branches that came through our kitchen roof. Now part of me wants to jump up on top of like our property line and yell, see?
Right.
See what you did?
Right.
But look, what are you supposed to do? And they haven't come over to acknowledge it, not even once.
I just got to ask.
Yeah.
These are the same people that asked you to turn off your generator?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no way.
Uh-huh.
No way. Uh-huh. No how.
Good times at the Zap House. Good times. Yep. I guess this shouldn't come as a surprise, but 2020 looking like it's going to break all kinds of records for hurricane activity because, of course, it's 2020.
Heap
Why
it on.
It? Yeah.
Heap it on, people.
Sienna and Raven. Research team at Colorado State University. Now, this is actually the place that predicts all the storm activity for the nation.
Okay.
They're saying that we can see 24 storms, 12 hurricanes, and 5 of them are supposed to be major hurricanes.
Now, this is estimations, of course, based on weather patterns and things that they've seen historically before. I mean, this is not exact science. We don't know, but they're saying there's a higher probability.
The only year that they had more guesses, and this was 2005, and 2005 ended up being the year of Katrina and Wilma. It was a massively destructive year.
Those were big ones.
Right. So, and here's another thing, if you're debating whether now's the time to get that generator, 75% chance they're predicting that the U.S. coast is going to be struck by a major hurricane that is a Category 3 or greater.
Nice. I'm over this stuff, man.
Think about everything we've been through in the last few days. Today marks the first day where hurricane activity actually really begins.
Wow.
Think about it. And everything. I mean, we're still without power. A million people, you know, in the tri-state.
Fire up the Jennies.
All right. So now what do we do with this information? Well, here's the interesting part is that only 21 storms are given names. Remember, they pre-select all the names because they don't use the letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z, which seems discriminatory to me. What's wrong with Z?
I mean, it does seem discriminatory at this point. I mean, I can't pronounce half the names that they give us anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We had Isaias, which just happened. And Isaias, we should have known was going to be a problem because so many people had a hard time pronouncing it.
We made fun of it.
It's not even nice that we did that.
Right.
But here are the next five names of hurricanes that have already been predetermined. This is all real. So, you know, they already do it. Next, Josephine. Josephine sounds like...
Sounds like your aunt's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so your aunt's friend. She comes over. Can Josephine come?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. She always... Tell her to bring that potato salad.
Right.
I love that potato salad. She's welcome at our barbecue.
Josephine always has a little bit of a mustache.
Right.
But it's all right.
Right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Or she's the neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. And her husband passed, and you invite Josephine over. And sometimes she watches the dogs for you or the kids.
I wouldn't be so worried about Hurricane Josephine coming our way.
Right.
After that, Kyle. Kyle's just like that preppy kid who's wearing like the whales on his shorts.
Kyle's my friend's younger brother.
Right.
That's what he is.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Then there's Laura. That's the next name, which is my sister. And she's lovable and great. Why would you be scared of Hurricane Laura?
Laura is like your kid's second grade teacher. I mean, who's going to be upset with Laura? Who's going to be afraid of that?
And then there's Marco. Marco's sexy.
Marco
is so sexy.
Marco should probably put his shirt back on.
Right.
Hey, Marco, I don't need to see that. All right? Put your shirt back on.
And the fifth hurricane name that's already been pre-selected for the season is Nana. Who is afraid of Nana?
Is that hurricane bringing cookies?
It doesn't make sense.
Is that
at all.
What's going on there? Is that hurricane sending me $5 for my birthday and a card?
I think if we're going to be a little bit more scared this year of hurricanes, we have to give them a little bit more intimidating names.
We've got to up the ante, if you will.
Yeah.
That's why I've crowdsourced around the office here and asked people what they said were the scariest names out there
for hurricanes.
This is what we've come up with so far.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Right.
Darth Vader was a good one.
If it's Hurricane Darth Vader is coming your way, you better figure out how to forget the generator. You need like a saber.
Yeah. But I'm also going to want like some sort of, sound effects with that too. I'm going to want like, surround sound. I want to sit back and watch Hurricane Vader come with like some popcorn. Like that would be good for me.
I understand.
Polled people about the scariest names. Hannibal. Hannibal was a scary one.
Oh, yeah. You don't want Hurricane Hannibal coming your way.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Hannibal cut you up.
Right.
Hannibal could eat you.
Oh, boy.
Right? You don't want to mess with that. Jebediah, because let's be honest.
No.
And yes, it just sounds scary.
No, it does not.
It's going to bring the brimstone.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
If Hurricane Jebediah is coming.
Did you not see the Children of the Corn? I mean, it didn't work out well there.
If Hurricane Jebediah is coming my way, I'm fine. I'll probably stand outside.
Because you feel like.
It's not going to do anything.
You feel like you've done enough praying that God's going to give you.
Gonna harvest me some beets.
Tyson? How about Tyson?
Well, he's just gonna bite off my ear.
But he's in shape again this year too.
Whenever I see a dog named Tyson, I'm immediately afraid of it. Is that normal? Is that even normal?
That's what I'm telling you. It's a good choice.
All right.
Zeus. But then you said no Z's.
There's no Z's.
Zeus would have been good. And for some reason the girl down the hall is really, really, really afraid of the name Kurt.
Kurt?
Yeah, I don't know why. I asked her if, she knew a Kurt, and he did, something. I was like, do you know where Kurt lives? We'll go confront him. And she was like, no, it terrifies me.
Sounds like a bad ex-boyfriend.
Right. Well, look out, people. These other ones, these could come into play.
It's a jealousy and sadness I'd never thought I would experience in a lifetime.
Don't put this on me, because I did not do that. You are saying something that is not true.
Santa and Raven. PSEG, Long Island, reporting 108,000 out still without electricity this morning. In Connecticut, 415,000 Eversource, 60,000 UI.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday, Raven came in here. And he was like, guess who got power
No, I didn't. That is in your mind. I did not do anything close to that. That is completely in your mind.
Right.
I told you, first thing I said was, We just got it back. I said, tell me if you want me to bring you my generator. Mm-hmm. I was going to bring you my generator. I was very sweet.
You were nice. You were nice to
offer that. Nice about it because I feel bad, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, and I, when you got it back, so Raven and I live about an hour away from each other. Right. So to me, it was like, all right, like, I get it. Like, I was in a harder hit town. It's okay. I got massive trees down. There's a lot of damage. So last night.
There was a tornado in my backyard. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I just got lucky.
All right.
I think what happened, you know, everybody comes up with a theory. I think actually it's because I have live wires on the street. That's why it happened.
We have live wires on our street.
And they still haven't showed up to
no.
pick. Oh, well, I thought they were concerned about children in my neighborhood.
No.
Guess they don't care about your
not
kids.
Not mine. Not our kids. Anyway, so now it's yesterday, and we, you know, we go out to dinner because we have no
nothing
food anymore.
To do,
we've
right?
got no food in our refrigerators anymore. We had to dump the whole thing. And all of a sudden, I see, for the first time, I see a crew. And I haven't seen a crew yet.
Right.
And I see it about, like, up the street about half a mile. I go, oh, my God.
You start to get pumped. Right. See those orange lights, right? You start to get pumped up.
You see those trucks? You're like,
yeah! Get up there on the bucket.
Window. I roll down the window like, you go, guys!
You're like the kid driving by the truck on the highway doing pull the horn thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, go, guys.
So I get home, and about 20 minutes later, I get a text message from one of my girlfriends that lives half a mile up the street. She's like, I'm up. I'm power's back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, awesome. And then I get a text from my cousin Angela, who lives a mile and a half down the street.
Right.
She's, I'm back. I got power.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool.
Got to be you, right? You got to be coming.
It's Danielle, my best friend. She goes, I can flush the toilet.
That is a relief when you haven't been able to.
Everybody is rejoicing, and I'm just sitting there.
I'm waiting.
It's going to come. It's going to come right now. Eric, okay. And I'm telling the girls, my kids, I'm like, it's coming, guys. We're
Christmas night,
TV.
Right?
It's coming. And now it's 10:15, and I realize.
Oh.
It's not coming back.
You're on like a powerless island.
It's just me. Just me, my house. Yeah. They just don't want to restore. And I wonder, did they forget?
Did they forget you? Right.
What, did I do something? Why? What? What's going on?
Yeah.
Is there a problem? And a single tear just rolls down my face.
Man.
And then I convince myself,
yeah,
I'm going to wake up. And when I wake up, it's going to be there.
Christmas
morning.
That's right.
It's going to be power. So all of a sudden, I wake up this morning,
yeah,
and I'm in a full thing of sweat.
Yeah.
And I look around and I realize, nope. Still without power.
See, you know, I didn't brag at all, but when you explain it like that, it's too funny to not laugh.
Now,
I'm sorry.
PSEG says that a majority of their people will be up again by tomorrow night. Eversource says a majority says Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were going to be.
All I think in my head is, please don't let me be the 1% that's so far beyond this that I'm just by myself.
They just bulldoze the house after that.
Just forget it. Give up. Just come look for my body in a few days.
Oh, man. We feel it.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
I heard you have power. I'm so jealous.
Oh, my gosh. I do. And I really don't want to brag because, I mean, none of my girlfriends have power right now. So I feel terrible for everybody. But I cried, Anna. I literally had tears in my eyes.
Like when you got it back or like what you know, when, because I know you cried several times while we didn't have it.
Oh, well, yeah, that happened too. But when I woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and I saw all the clocks flashing, like I literally had tears in my eyes. It's just the happiest day ever.
I can't wait till I get that feeling. I can't wait till it all of a sudden starts flickering and it comes back and it's like magic has once been restored in my life.
She texted me earlier and she just said that she's going from room to room and turning the lights on and off and she's washed her hands a lot.
That's nice.
Yeah, because we didn't have water either. So she's washing her hands constantly.
That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Do you have water, Anna?
I have water. So we have city water. So we have water, just no electricity. So how did the whole thing go down? I know you still were out for a while.
I mean, it was pretty rough. But no, everybody's like, oh, don't complain. You know, there's 500,000 people with no power. And I'm like, yeah, but we also have no water. Like, that's a different ball game. Like, you don't understand. when you have no power and you have no water, you literally can't do anything. Like, yeah. I couldn't even cook dinner because I'm not going to touch chicken or something. And sorry, the dogs are going crazy. And not be able to wash my hands. Mm. So.
We had a whole interaction yesterday where she was like, you can't cook a hamburger. Because I was like, I'm going to cook a hamburger. And she's like, I'll have to touch it. I was like, I will open the package, flip it upside down and throw it on the grill and cook it that way. But it was a whole thing. Like, she had made that the area where we were going to fight on. And I was just like, you know what? Don't tell her. But you know in your mind you're going to make a hamburger. But don't let her touch it. Don't make her touch it.
Yeah, no. See, I couldn't wash produce or anything. So I just, no cooking was going on here. And you know what? He was cranky anyway. You know, he was not nice through the whole process. So. Yeah.
Well, Raven's been cranky, like, for days now.
Oh, the two of you have both been a joy. Yeah. Let me assure you. Both of you are walking around all the time. You're angels. Yeah, you're both
angels. I know I wasn't a joy, but he was next level. He was just miserable. Mm-hmm. So,
how else in general did he behave as a husband this week?
I mean, he did great. We almost lost the generator. The cord broke on it, and he, like, took apart other small engines in the garage to fix the generator, because you can't get a generator or generator parts anywhere right now. So he took other stuff apart and fixed the generator. So he was fantastic as far as taking care of his family. He just was not pleasant while he was doing it.
All right. So based on his unpleasantries, what kind of grade would you like to give him this week?
He's going to get a B. He would have scored an A if he could have done it nicer.
A B is a lot more generous than I would have given him. So you should take that and run.
Maybe I would have got an A if I was in a silent movie and I couldn't hear either of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every Wednesday morning, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Corey and Christine. Corey, let's start with you. What's going on?
So, we actually had some massive damage happen to our house during the storm. A tree took out our garage, basically, completely destroyed it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that happens. But anyway, the insurance adjusters come to our house, and I just think it's the perfect time to make a few claims on some other things in the house. You know, I think I'm thinking there's some water in the basement. You know, we might have a couple windows that are broken. And,
wait a minute.
You know, there's a couple
Are those real things, or are you just saying those
things?
He
just said there's water in the basement.
Right, but doesn't the insurance, you're going to lie?
I mean, there's just some things around the house that could be taken care of, and who knows how they happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's insurance. It happens all the time.
Insurance fraud. That's what it's called. It's called insurance fraud.
No, it's water that poured down the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Magically.
Christine, why are you not on board with this? I can probably guess.
It's completely lying, and honestly, like, I believe in the whole energy of it. So if we lie about this insurance claim and they pay for all these different things, eventually something is going to happen to our house with, like, massive damage. We'll go to try to claim it, and they're like, sorry, we paid you all this money for 6 or 7 things last time. We're not going to cover anything. And then when we actually have stuff and need insurance coverage, they won't cover us.
I mean, you have a tree through your garage. I mean, wouldn't that be enough proof right there in itself?
Thank you.
I mean, that's a real thing. You didn't make that part up, right?
So why do you have to add all the other stuff? Why do you have to add all the other stuff?
I'm not making anything up. I mean, there's damage to our house.
Time to get paid, he says.
You want to claim the crack in our granite countertops. How was that caused by the storm? They're going to look at that and be like, okay.
One of our neighbors, he hit the top of his car with a baseball bat. Now, he's getting paid. So I just, you know, the insurance, they're not going to make a big deal about this. I know they're going to cut us a check. And I see an opportunity. I don't see the big deal here.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may see the big deal, Corey. And they may side with your wife, Christine.
He's like, I paid into the system.
Uh-huh.
Time for me to make a withdrawal.
And they may say that your wife is correct and what you're doing is illegal. And no, you cannot just add on other things that could be wrong. But they may see your side too, Corey, where a lot of things happening at your house right now. And if you're going to have a tree in your garage, you might as well take care of them all at once. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure do.
I agree.
Great. Call or text 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Our phone lines are still down, which actually I think works in our favor because you can stay anonymous this morning. You can text your vote to 1-800-330-9999, as always. Or you could also go to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. You can always put your vote there, too. We calculate them throughout the morning. So what's happening here is that Christine and Corey had some damage during a storm. Tree came out, took out in their garage.
Yeah, now, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Corey has decided that he also wants to put in some other questionable claims.
Hey, this is the time, all right? The adjuster's going to be there. These other things, they definitely have damage at the house. It's a question as to when it happened, but we're going to ring it up.
And Christine is not on board. She's like, you're lying. It's not right that you're doing that. He says they're owed it anyway. What's the big deal? These are things that are wrong in their house.
We've paid our homeowner's insurance every year faithfully. It's time to make a withdrawal.
Let's look at some of these text messages. One text says, looks like the impact of the tree caused the countertop to crack.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
It shook the entire property.
Yeah. Let's check Facebook. Got to go with her on this one. I would like to believe that honesty is the best policy here, says Bill. He says, I know every insurance company is out there to mess with you, but I suspect it will work out okay if you are honest.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. Because that's always the way things work in life. It's always fair.
Yeah. Well, Tony
right,
said,
Bill.
Tony chimes in. He says, nobody is owed anything in life. You have to earn it.
That's right.
Right.
I did earn it.
I mean, it's insurance fraud.
Let's just carry the tree into the kitchen is what I would do.
Let's just call it what it is.
Personally.
It's lying. 1-800-330-9999. You can text your vote and let us know whose side you're on. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. I never thought there would be a perfect day for our phone lines not to be working for Couples Court.
Sure.
But today seems to be that, because if you're going to vote on this, you probably want to stay anonymous.
I mean, you act like the insurance adjuster that's coming to your house is out in the yard listening to us right now and deciding, yes, that's definitely the voice that belongs to that property. Nobody's going to know, Anna.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. What's going on is Christine and Corey sustained some damage during the storm. They have a tree through their garage. Now, Corey says, all right.
I mean, it wiped out the garage.
Yeah, it's
that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. But he's like, listen, this is already a big problem. Why don't we just tack on a few more things and let's try to get everything out of it that we can.
Rack that thing up right now. You've been paying into insurance your whole life. Time to get your money back.
Christine says, no, we're going to put in exactly what's wrong. We're not going to go for other things. It's illegal. It's insurance fraud, and I don't want to do it. It's embarrassing.
I think what you need to really keep in mind here is, number one, adjusters are not stupid, okay? And so the thing is that no matter what, whether you had real damage or not, a lot of times you're going to be fighting with the adjuster for a fair payback anyways.
Well,
because
right.
They base it on a percentage, and you know that things don't actually cost that out in the real world.
But what would you do in this situation? So you can text 1-800-330-9999, or you can head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, and you could always vote there, too. These are other ways you can vote. Tanya says, I'm on her side. If you got caught, there's going to be hell to pay. Paying the fraudulent money back and probably get your insurance canceled and maybe even charges brought against you for fraud.
You would have to ring up quite a bit to get that to happen. I mean, they'll just drop you.
Debbie says, I'm always on the side of honesty. I'm sorry, but people who think they are owed something for nothing really push my buttons. It's a symptom of what is wrong with our society.
Oh, here we go. It's what's wrong with this country.
Yeah.
Debbie, you've been paying that bill an exorbitant price for 20 years owning that house.
Yeah.
Check yourself.
And from the text line, definitely on the wife's side, it's stealing. And what do you say when the adjuster comes over? I'm too honest to do things like
this. You don't
say
anything. You just point to it and you go, look. And then they write up their report.
At the end of the day, I think the general consensus went one way.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Christine, our audience agreed with you. Corey, basically what you're doing is insurance fraud. Let's not act like it's not. You're going to make up things that are wrong and you're going to claim them so you can get more money back. And people agreed with Christine, it's wrong.
No stimulus check for you, bro. I'm sorry.
Listen. I don't know. I just see an opportunity, and the storm did a lot of damage to our house. People are getting paid out, and I've paid insurance for a long time, but I guess, you know, if this is what we decided to do, I'll listen to them.
Christine, you must be happy you can call your deep personal friends in the insurance industry and let them know that you're a morally upright citizen.
Yeah, and I can sleep at night knowing that we didn't commit a crime that we're waiting to get caught for.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the tree doesn't roll over and fall in your bedroom.
Aw. You have a problem too, send an email. Couplescourt@annaandraven.com.